In this session, we shall look at the third type of approved share option schemes, that being company share option plans. Under this type of arrangement, the employer company grants an option to an employee. The option gives the employee the right to buy shares in his company at a fixed price within a specified period of time. The price at which the employee can purchase the shares must not be less than the market value of those shares at the time the option is granted. As you will see, unlike savings-related schemes, no discount is allowed at the grant of the option. At some point in the future, the employee will exercise his option. In doing so, he will buy shares at the price which was agreed when the option was granted. Given that shares generally increase in value over time, the employee will exercise his option at a time when the shares are worth more than he is paying for them. The employee can thereafter sell the shares and make a profit. This arrangement is similar in certain ways to a savings-related scheme. The main difference is that under a savings-related scheme, the employee will save a certain amount each month and use that money to buy the shares. In a company share option plan, the employee will pay for the shares in one go when he exercises the option. Unlike share incentive plans, under a company share option scheme, the employee is not being given free shares in his employer company. The employee is simply taking up an offer to buy the shares at a specified price. Latest figures indicate that there are approximately 2,150 schemes in existence. Before a company share option plan can be operated, it must have advance approval from the revenue, and certain conditions must be met before approval is given. The shares being acquired by the employee must be ordinary shares of his or her employer company. Like savings-related schemes, if the employee works for a subsidiary company, he can be given an option to acquire shares in a parent or holding company. The shares will normally be quoted on the stock exchange. However, an unlisted company can implement an approved company share option plan, provided that company is not controlled by another company. Prior to the 24th of March 2010, an unlisted company which was controlled by a quoted company could implement an approved company share option plan. In practice, you will find these schemes are generally administered by quoted companies, as smaller, family-owned companies are less likely to want to distribute shares to their employees. One of the main attractions of a company share option plan is that the employer can invite selected employees to participate. Unlike share incentive plans and savings-related schemes, this is not an all-employee scheme. Instead, it can be used to incentivize and remunerate key members of the workforce. Individuals with a material interest in the company are not allowed to participate in a company share option plan. A material interest, in this instance, means holding more than 25% of the ordinary share capital. A further condition to be satisfied before approval is given is that the maximum value of shares over which an employee holds options cannot exceed £30,000. This means that if a company wishes to grant options to an employee, and the market value of the shares at the time is £2, the employee can only be given a right to acquire 15,000 shares. You will see that 15,000 shares at £2 takes us up to the maximum of £30,000. Similarly, if the market value of the shares at the date of option was £3, the employee could only be given a right to buy 10,000 shares. This maximum limit used to be as high as £100,000, but the government tightened the share option rules in the mid-1990s. We will now consider the tax implications on the grant and exercise of an approved option. There is no income tax nor NIC when an option is exercised if the exercise is between 3 and 10 years from the date the option is granted. This is irrespective of the market value of the shares at the date of the exercise. Therefore, let's assume a company grants a share option to an employee in May 2001. If the employee exercises his option in the period running from May 2004 to May 2011, there will be no charge to income tax or NIC on the exercise. There will be no charge to income tax if the option is exercised within 3 years from the date the option is granted, if the individual ceases to be a full-time director or qualifying employee due to injury, disability, redundancy, or retirement. In these cases, the option must be exercised within 6 months of such a cessation, or else it will lapse. If the exercise takes place earlier than 3 years after the grant, other than due to injury, etc., or more than 10 years after the grant, a charge to income tax will arise. The rules applying to the exercise of unapproved options will apply to calculate the amounts of the income tax payable. We will look at unapproved schemes in the next module. Such income tax will be collected under the PAYE system, and the exercise will also be subject to NIC. Assuming that the employee exercises options within the permitted 7-year window, the only tax to be charged will be capital gains tax when the employee decides to sell his or her shares. To calculate the capital gain, we simply take the sale proceeds of the shares and deduct the purchase cost. The difference between sale proceeds and acquisition cost is the capital gain. Remember that these rules only apply to revenue-approved schemes. To obtain approval, there must be no discount when the option is granted. The value of the shares at the time of grant cannot exceed £30,000, and the options must only be exercised in the specified 7-year window. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. In May 2001, ABC PLC, a quoted company, grants options to Dennis, an employee. The options give Dennis the right to buy 20,000 shares at £1 each. We are told that the market value of the ABC shares at this point is also £1. Dennis can exercise his option, i.e. he can buy the shares, at any time between May 2004 and May 2011. The revenue will give approval to this particular scheme. This is because the value of the shares over which Dennis holds options is less than £30,000. The option has not been discounted, i.e. Dennis has a right to buy shares at a price equal to their market value. Finally, the options are exercisable only in the specified 7-year window. Dennis exercises his option and buys the shares in October 2010 when they are worth £3 each. What Dennis is doing is paying £20,000 for shares which are actually worth £60,000. However, because the scheme has revenue approval, there is no income tax and no national insurance when the options are exercised. The only tax will be capital gains tax when Dennis eventually sells the shares. Let us assume that Dennis sells the shares a couple of days later for £3 each. His sale proceeds will be £60,000. From this, we deduct the purchase cost of the shares being £20,000. We will see that Dennis has made a cash profit on the sale of the shares of £40,000. This profit will not be charged to income tax, but it will instead be charged to capital gains tax. The fact that there are no income tax nor national insurance charges are one reason why company share option plans are quite popular. As you will see when you study the capital gains tax modules, employees would rather have their profits charged to CGT because there are certain exemptions, such as the annual exemption, which do not apply for income tax purposes. In general terms, an individual will pay less capital gains tax on his profits than he would do if the same profits were charged to income tax and national insurance. On the screen in front of you, you will find details relating to 4 employees of ABC PLC. Your task is to identify which of these 4 employees are eligible to join the ABC Company Share Option Plan. Simply click on the individuals you think are eligible and check your answer by pushing the button on the bottom of the screen. Let us now consider which of the employees are eligible to participate in the share option scheme. John Smith, the managing director, is not able to participate in the scheme. John has a material interest in the company, i.e. he owns more than 25% of the company's shares. Therefore, he is not allowed to join. Jenny, the finance director, is allowed to participate, as her shareholding is less than 25%. Tony, the security guard, is also eligible to participate, even though he only works part-time. Part-time employees can be invited to join a company share option plan. However, Beryl, the part-time director, is not eligible to participate. Directors who work less than 25 hours per week cannot join a company share option plan. Remember that at any particular time, an individual can only hold options over shares worth a maximum of £30,000 in a revenue-approved scheme. At present, Carol has the right to acquire 10,000 shares worth £1 each. ABC PLC wishes to grant Carol some more options in March 2011. This means that the value of the March 2011 options cannot exceed £20,000 in order to take Carol up to her £30,000 maximum. In March 2011, the shares are worth £1.25 each. Therefore, to calculate the maximum number of options which can be granted to Carol, we take the balance of £20,000 and divide by the current share price of £1.25. Therefore, ABC PLC can award another 16,000 options to Carol. If ABC PLC awards more than 16,000 options to Carol, only the first 16,000 of these will be approved. Any excess will be treated as unapproved options. We shall look at the tax treatment of unapproved options in the next session. This concludes this module on approved company share option plans.